Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, I'm back on the show, and boy, have I spent the last week thinking about car safety apps.
Plus, we've got a new iPad model, and it's monstrous. RDO goes internationally. Say RDO or radio? I think RDO goes international. Yeah. And Apple keeps cleaning up all that App Store porn.
All that, and let's wake up the cat. And that's not a euphemism on iPad Today.
Oh, no.
iPad Today is brought to you by GoToMeeting with HD Faces from Citrix, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate with colleagues and clients from anywhere. You can share the same screen and see each other face-to-face with HD video conferencing, even from an iPad. Sign up for your 30-day free trial today. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code iPad. And by Lantronics, maker of the X-Print server. Print from your iPad, iPhone, or any iOS device to virtually any printer. For more information, visit xprintserver.com/twit and enter the offer code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order.
It's iPad Today.
I'm so glad you're okay.
Can I just say, first of all, thanks so much to Chad Johnson for filling in for me.
He did a great job.
I know.
Really too good. If I were you, I'd be worried.
Oh, great. Thank you for saying that. That's awesome. No, we actually we actually got some really good feedback from people who said, Chad's so awesome, he should have a show on Twit.
He does. OMG Craft.
Right. And, you know, you're talking about doing other things as well.
Yeah, well, one of the things we're talking about with Chad is taking OMG Craft and making it more of a part of the Twit. He has some ideas about how we can make it integrated in.
Oh, that's great.
We're thinking basically all Minecraft all the time.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, so thank you, Chad. I know usually you're back, you know, behind the controls, so I really appreciate that. You know I don't like to relinquish control, but I didn't really have a choice last week.
You were in the chat room. You were in the dock. You were editing things as we went.
I told you guys everything that I wanted to say.
You really didn't relinquish any control, but that's okay. We like it that way.
But you know what I mean.
No.
I don't like to miss out.
It must have been hard.
It was.
So tell the people what happened.
Well, I was in a car accident. It was
not any fault of your own.
No. It was completely the other person's fault, and even some. It was almost a very weird situation.
Well, there were a number of accidents at the same time.
Yeah,
there's
basically a tunnel in San Francisco, and you know, there's several lanes of traffic, and people are going fast. And it's just kind of dangerous, and the tunnel there was sort of malfunction. There was all this water pouring into the tunnel, and people were confused. And as I sort of brake to get my bearings, somebody hit me from behind, and then we both sort of careened into the side of the tunnel because it's sort of on a curve. Long story short, the car is totaled. Mm. I am not.
No, you're
I got a minor
good.
Concussion.
Yeah, so you're getting headaches a little bit?
Getting some headaches, but they're getting better.
Yeah.
I have painkillers that I haven't used the last couple of days, so that's really good.
You had a little whiplash.
Had a little whiplash, so, you know, I'm kind of just, you know, it's just... Just taking it easy.
I gotta say though, I'm really glad you had a good car. You had a nice sob, really nice sob.
Yeah,
and it saved your life. I think it sounds like because the guy hit you pretty fast from back.
Yeah, he hit me.
You said 75 miles an hour,
something like that. Yeah,
that's serious.
It was pretty bad.
That's hitting you hard.
Yeah,
and you hadn't slowed down all that much. You weren't stopped. But
it's honestly, you know how everything happened in 6 seconds.
You don't remember
right?
a lot of it.
So I do, but it's all, it's hard for me to know how much I had braked, but it's neither here nor there.
Airbags went off.
Yep.
You hit them.
Yep. Yep.
Saved your life.
Yep. And then it's so great. I love this. At the very end, you know, we sort of like, everybody comes to a stop and I'm sort of like, oh my God, what just happened? And my sob says like very politely, service needed.
Yeah, no kidding. There's no rear.
It was like this really polite little sentence with a period at the end. I was like,
Noble. Well, we are so grateful that you're all right.
I'm fine. I'm going to be
true
okay.
to form, she tweeted, I was just in an accident.
That's how you know you're in shock, when I take it to Twitter and scare everyone I know.
Did you whip the phone out and tweet?
I did.
You're so funny.
You know what it was? It was while I was waiting for this guy to find his driver's license that he didn't have on him.
Oh, boy.
So I had some time. But
anyway. Sitting around.
I won't name any names, but he wasn't very nice to me.
I figure that you were all right because you were tweeting, so that relieved us a little bit.
I didn't, you know, I wasn't decapitated because I probably wouldn't be tweeting.
Yeah, you had both hands.
Right.
But sir, we're making fun of this, but making light of this, but that's a very serious thing, and I'm glad you're okay.
Well, yes. You can't get rid of me. I'm like a Twinkie.
She's
I'll never decompose.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you haven't aged a year. We've been looking at some of the old screensavers stuff with the demise of G4.
We have. When?
Other times.
Okay.
Well, Kevin posted one, but I've been in conversation with the G4.
Oh, yeah. You've told me about
We'd like to get some of this.
Get some
material.
of that back catalog.
And you look...
Totally
the
older.
Same. No.
I have looked at some of that
exactly
old stuff.
Exactly the same.
Leo Laporte.
You have not changed.
I love the way that you lie because you are very
if
easy.
Anything, you are more beautiful and youthful today than you were back then.
Well, aren't you?
You were kind of a potato face back then. But now you're gorgeous. Just kidding. Just teasing you.
Why did I come back?
Welcome home.
Thank
we
you.
We missed you.
Hey, it's good to be back.
We missed you.
Potato face, what's that even mean?
I don't know.
Lumpy and misshapen?
Yeah,
kind of was, actually.
No,
still am.
No.
I'm asymmetrical as all heck.
You are not.
I am.
You said this to me before, and I can't.
Leo, it's true.
I can't find it.
It
matches.
Doesn't matter.
You could divide a line and flip your head. You could fold your face over, and it would look exactly the same.
You know, one thing, there was one guy who wrote us and said, you know, I really liked the show with Chad because at least you guys kept on topic. You and Sarah just careen off all the time, talk about stuff that has nothing to do with iPads.
Do you want to know why we kept on topic? Sarah Lane was in the chat room, and she was in the dock, and she was saying, stay on topic! We need a Sarah Lane to run this show.
Yeah, if only. Gosh.
What is the topic today?
Like car safety apps.
It's a good topic.
It's true. Now, the first app I want to talk about is Waze, which is, we've talked about Waze at length on the show.
I think Waze is a car's dissafety app because it's distracting as you're driving.
Well, but no. But here's the thing. If I had used Waze the day that I left
you would have known.
Work, because I left on a Tuesday.
Oh, you're right.
And it was relatively early in the day.
Yep.
And as Leo mentioned, it was like a problem with this construction in the city. And there was an accident that had already happened.
You would have known.
And I know this because the policeman told me later.
And Waze warns you. It says
Waze
accident
warns
ahead.
You.
It says obstruction ahead. It almost certainly would have warned you that there was something going on in the tunnel.
That's right. And the thing is that I have choices. I could have gone in the tunnel and there's a different way home and they're both kind of equidistant. And for whatever reason, I just decided to go that way and I could have easily diverted and I wouldn't have even added a lot of time.
That's a really good point. I use Waze all the time. I love Waze. And it has saved me many an hour getting out of traffic jams, taking me through obscure back routes that I didn't know about to avoid stopped traffic on the highway. So I'm a big fan of Waze. But it's potentially a little distracting because it's talking to you a lot.
Yeah.
If you really try to use Waze and tell people about problems, you might be looking at Waze when you should be looking at the highway. So I think it could be a mixed bag.
You have to be really smart about using Waze. If you want to look at and just kind of see if you've got a route that you're about to take, what the situation is, it's very, very easy to see what the reports are. Police reports, traffic, accidents, you know, you can filter by these
stuff. Is this an iPad version?
Yeah.
I didn't know they had one.
Yeah.
I've been using it on the iPhone.
No,
oh, that's
no.
great.
Yeah, it's totally optimized.
The best way to use this is with a passenger.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because then they can just monitor
whatever.
They can
report stuff and everything.
We got a major accident in Novato. Great. On 101
You're
South.
Going to have to go through that. See? That's too bad. Let's just keep doing the show till 7 or 8 at night.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That way
great.
You won't get in that traffic.
That sounds great. You know what else you can do is when you're in the middle of navigation. So let's say I want to go, home-ish. Let's calculate.
Yeah, don't show
my
your home.
That's okay. It's not actually showing me my address from here. It's like, okay, you know, I've got about 40 miles to go. Go ahead.
I love this.
Now,
Callie
cool.
Lewis came to visit us last night.
Yeah.
And she texted me. Yeah. She texted me, traffic, we're going to be a little late. I said, well, what time does Waze say you'll be here?
Yeah.
She said 6:20. She arrived 6:21.
Oh, that's great.
It's almost always right because it knows the traffic conditions.
There's also some voice controls. So if you're in the car and for whatever reason you've got to get some information from Waze, there are some shortcuts you can... you can set it to, for example, do a 3-finger tap, and that will, if you, I'll tap to cancel just so you can see that again.
The 3-finger tap.
Accidents.
Reporting accident.
Isn't that great?
Select minor, major, or done.
Major.
Reporting major accident. Report sent.
Whoops.
Oh, shoot.
Well, the other thing that happens is when you're going down the road.
There is a major accident. It's this show.
Yeah, that's true. When you're going down the road, it will say major accidents reported here. Probably usually one person's not enough. A couple of people reporting it.
Yeah.
And then you have the choice to say it, confirm it or not there. So there's this constant real-time updating of this information.
Yeah.
I have found it to be extremely accurate. By the way, there's two ways you can talk to it. You can also set it so that if you wave your hand,
that's
I don't know if that works on the iPad, but on the iPhone, if you wave your hand.
No, that is an option as well. In fact, if I go into settings, I can show you.
And that one is the least distracting because you literally just wave your hand in the direction of the pad or the phone and then keep talking and it'll walk you
hand
through.
Hand hover.
Yeah.
And three-finger tap.
Hand hover.
Or three-finger tap only. If for whatever reason you are always tending to, you know, turn it on.
If you talk with
your
hands, hand hover can be a problem.
Exactly.
Or drive with your hands.
What's also neat, and this is actually, even though we have talked about Waze in the past, we have never talked about some of its new features because it actually got an update recently. And one of those is you can choose to show gas stations based on the pricing of gas.
Oh, that's new.
If you're one of those people who's like, hey, 5 cents really matters. Yeah. I want to go to the place that has the best gas. And you can say, here's my preferred gas type. Do I care just like regular, premium, diesel, something in between, that kind of thing. And then you can sort by either distance, brand, or price. So that's when you're actually looking at your Waze map. I'll go ahead and
Waze is not pretty, as you can see.
No, it certainly isn't.
That's the one negative is the design. I mean, it's functional, but it's just not super. It's not look at Apple Maps, how good that looks.
In fact, that's almost that's the number one reason that when we've heard of Apple acquiring Waze rumors in the past, I'm like, it doesn't look like something Apple wants.
I
really have to change the design a lot.
Right. The rumor was Apple offered Waze $500 million.
Mm.
And now this is pure rumor. And that Waze said no. It's worth more, and they're right. The other reason I was so thrilled to hear that Waze did not get sold to Apple is I have a feeling, you look what Apple's done with Siri, Lala, and so many other companies. They've either destroyed them or limited what their capabilities are. I think they would modify Waze in ways I wouldn't want it to be modified. So Apple works with Waze. Some of the data points in Apple's own maps come from Waze, but I think Waze should be independent. And the best part about Waze, it's free.
It's totally free.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. It really is something you should invest some time into learning if you're a commuter especially. I mean, if this is something where it's like you have regular routes that you're driving, even if it's from work to home or you're going to your aunt's house or something quite regularly where it's like it's just really worth it before you get in your car to check the stuff, it can be very helpful. By the way, I said disregard on the major accident that I just reported at 140 Keller Street.
You fixed
so
that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to make anybody's
Although
life
the show
harder.
Is an accident, it's not affecting traffic.
Let's hope not. Let's hope not, because that would really suck. Hey, on the subject of cars, there is an iPhone app, and it is an iPhone app. So it's not optimized for the iPad. However, it's mostly text. And I feel like when we're talking about car safety, I think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Repair Pal. This is also completely free. And the idea is that if you've got, and I've said my current vehicle is a 2006 Saab 9.5, because that's what I had until I didn't have it. But let's say that this is my car and I've got some sort of an issue, right?
Well, you will always buy a nice big safe car though, won't you? From now on.
Well,
Don't be driving. You'd be dead if you were in a smart car.
Dead.
You'd be dead.
No, I mean,
there'd be no rear end to knock off.
The same amount of smart car that was my, I mean, that much car went away.
Yeah.
That's how much crunch
there You need
was.
A rear end or they can't knock it off.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm not going to be in a,
No.
I'm going to be in a
big car.
Big old
big car.
Humvee.
We're going to get you a Lincoln.
Yeah. I want a Lincoln
Hot
Town
Rod
car.
Lincoln. I think that's it. We'll talk.
An Eldorado, perhaps.
I think that is a good work perk.
Sure.
A car and driver come, get you, they drive you here. I feel like we should definitely
That's what
do
Dave
that.
Letterman does, you know. So, why not
why
me?
Why not you?
I don't know.
If he could do it, why not you?
I don't see why not. That
right.
seems like money well spent.
Yeah.
So, the Repair Pal, if I'm searching for a place to repair my Saab, because, of course, some repair shops can deal with Saab, some can't.
Irreparable.
What?
Your Saab.
Well, I know, but hypothetically, I still...
let's say it were
I don't have another car, so it's like, this is the only car I know, so this is what I plugged in.
Okay.
Saabs are kind of difficult, too, you know, because they're...
They're tricky.
Well, and they're also, you know, out of print, so you can't just take them anywhere. So here are a variety of places that I might be able to go. So this is, I just said places near me, but I could have entered a zip code or something
right,
like that.
Right.
And you've got specialists, you know, who are very good at certain things, or you dealerships if you're like, you know what, I got the Saab, I'm just much more comfortable going to a dealership. So that's kind of interesting. Or how about this? There's something wrong with my car. What's that light mean?
Yeah.
Or maybe the Saab dealership down the road in Petaluma has given me a quote that I feel is a little out of control.
I like that.
Now, I'm not a car fan,
right,
so I'm not really a car expert, and I don't always know if I'm getting gouged.
Right.
Now, of course, many of us can ask a friend or, you know, something like that, somebody who's good at this sort of thing.
They see me coming. They just say, get out the gouger, because here comes LaPorte.
Me too. Yeah. You know what I do? I go, my car's making a funny noise.
Yeah, that's always a
My car smells weird.
Yeah.
So they say, it's going to be $800, you know, it's foreign import. But if you go, all right, so clutch master cylinder replacement. Let's say somebody tells you that that's what you need. You can get a little bit of, this is the general price that you should expect to pay around Petaluma, California.
Oh, this is good. So it even has locale. That's great.
Yeah. And it kind of breaks it down. Like, listen, the labor, the parts are going to be probably about this much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this just varies. And if you're in a jam, you know, you don't want to get in a fight with somebody when you really need your car fixed. But you don't want to feel like you're being taken advantage of. Oh, that always gets
last
my goat.
Last thing I want to feel like. Yeah.
Now, if you need roadside help, this is actually kind of neat. What's it called? RepairPal. I almost called it My Repair. Has RepairPal roadside assistance. You have to sign up for an account, but it doesn't cost you anything. This is just something that you would pay for, like, per use. So you don't get it for free.
Right.
But it's something that you have if for some reason your insurance doesn't already cover that. I already have roadside assistance with AAA, but this is kind of a neat plan B, I guess. And then if I wanted to really be very, very organized about all of the things that have to do with my car, my repair history, I haven't really added anything into this. It doesn't really matter anymore because the car is gone. But this is actually a place where you can keep a record of what's been going on with your car, maybe your last oil change, maybe the last time you had some sort of filter change. And it's totally free. And like I said, it's an iPhone app, but it's not like there's that many images. So I don't think it matters that much. Your safety is more important than the visuals.
I'm going to download that.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And then finally, I thought I was thinking, okay, what else would be safe in the car? What is the one thing, you know, that I'm constantly doing? And I don't actually have a situation that I like. What was that? It was the church bells are ringing. I think it was your Android phone. That's what I think.
You think it was?
I don't know.
No.
That's usually what it is when there's a weird sound. It's usually your Android phone.
No, there's no phone.
Well, it's okay. Logitech UE mobile boombox Bluetooth speaker and speakerphone. I actually just found this when I was looking through accessories at apple.com. I was like, isn't apple.com?
Why would this help you be a better driver?
Because I'm not fiddling around either wearing headphones, which you're really not supposed to do when you're driving.
It's illegal. Yeah.
And the iPad does not have the most wonderful speaker.
Right.
So maybe you'd like to play. Of course, you know, it's either music that you have stored on your iPad, or if you've got data, you know, maybe you're streaming from RDO or something. You get yourself a little speaker that's fairly portable. You've got it in your passenger seat or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got, you know, a little bit of like a stopgap solution until maybe you get some sort of auxiliary situation where your car speakers are actually hooked up to your iPad or your iPhone, really. That happens all the time.
Your
I think
new
it's
car
nice to
will
have
probably
that.
Have Bluetooth speakers built in,
well,
so you won't need this.
I don't know if I'm going to get a new car because my insurance company didn't give me all that much money. So I have to sometimes be, you know, I have to be a little thrifty about stuff. Yeah, it does stink.
So you might be getting a used car.
I probably will.
You're not going to get like a wheelbarrow.
I've never gotten a new car. That's
a waste of money. Yeah, you're right. You were smart. No, that's smart. You're smart. Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you might get a newish car that would have Bluetooth.
I would like to get as new a car as possible.
Yeah.
That, you know, maybe has a few thousand dollars taken off because it was driven off a lot.
And then never came back.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it just drove
so
right away.
It's cheaper that way. Yeah.
I want a cheaper car that drives itself.
I know a guy who knows a guy.
So I didn't know if you had anything to add to the car.
I did, and I was looking
apps.
I was looking for it, and if you're running
there are so many, really.
The problem if you're running Waze, you're not going to be running anything else.
So these would be kind of the opposite of, and sure. I think Waze is probably something, because you do want Waze running full. That's the negative of Waze. You can listen to music and books and other stuff, but you can't really be running another app while you're running.
Well, because it's your nav.
It's your nav.
So you're that's you shouldn't really be doing anything.
So
else.
There's an app I really like. It's called a Smart HUD. It's not actually on my iPad because I don't use it on the iPad. I use it on the iPhone. But I'm pretty sure. Let me just search for it. Yeah, there's a Smart HUD for the iPad. And it's kind of cool. I'll just show you this. It's 99 cents. Again, it's going to take over the screen. So if you have Waze running on your phone and you wanted to use this on your iPad.
You don't need HUD 3D necessarily.
Yeah, you could do this. But what is really cool is it shows you your heading. I'm going to download it real quickly. It's not going to be doing very much because we're not going anywhere. I used it on a cruise ship to see how fast the ship was going.
Oh, cool.
So it's cool. It uses the GPS, so it knows how fast you're going. It knows your heading, so it shows a compass. You can see other HUD details, maps, and so forth. It's not a nav program. It's more like this is where you're going. They have different versions. This one has speed cams for 99 cents. So you also see where there's radar traps, red light cameras, and so forth. And I love the look of it. It also has one neat feature. It can do a heads-up display. So if you look now, this is what it looks like just on the iPad screen. And it's showing our heading. It's showing a map. Distance to home, you could put the where you're going in here. You could see I could still play the music. It's got a music player. Time, moving time, altitude, distance, and speed. But because you can also put it into HUD mode. Now, notice that looks a little harder to read.
Mm.
This is kind of cool. You put it on your dashboard and it reflects up against the windshield.
Whoa.
You're actually seeing it through your windshield.
Whoa.
So this is a mirror image of it that you would then have reflected
on your windshield.
It's a teleprompter.
Wow.
I know.
That's really cool.
Andy Inako told me about this some time ago.
That's pretty neat.
It's kind of funny. You've got a variety of settings. You can have satellite info. You can have weather info, tracking. It does have maps and routes. It also has a camera. Don't know why, but if you wanted to, you could be taking, I guess it's so you could do a video with in the, this actually is, maybe I'll use this sometime for a time-lapse video as I'm driving, because in the lower right-hand corner, it puts your speed, your heading, information about your trip, a little map, and then it would take a picture out the window of where you're going.
Oh, that's great.
Anyway,
like that.
99 cents.
A Smart HUD 3D.
It's kind of a fun little program. Not probably going to keep you any safer. That's the real issue to me on all of these is there's too much fun going on the iPad. You're not paying attention to what you're doing out the window.
Yeah, I think most of this is, hey, you're getting ready to go somewhere. Let's
right.
check up on a few things.
Right.
Hey, there's something wrong with your car. Let's see what your options are. You're not driving and iPadding. Definitely not.
Right.
Definitely not. Or you end up rear-ending somebody like
right.
that guy did. Hey, for links to some of the apps that we mentioned, we have...
You did not rear-end somebody. You was rear-ended.
I was rear-ended.
Yes.
I were rear-ended.
Your rear was ended.
That's my... It really was. My poor little sob has no more rear.
Knocked
I'm very
it right
sad.
Off.
I'm very sad.
Oh, I'm sad too. It's horrible.
I loved that car.
And don't underestimate post-traumatic stress syndrome. You you feel good right now. But at any moment, you could collapse as in a puddle. Just remember that. It will cheer you up.
I will.
No, really, it's not a thing to be made light of. PTSD, after an accident, you can be a little bit rocky.
I feel like I kind of already went through that.
I hope so.
I feel like I'm okay.
Good. You feel
mentally.
Good now. Mentally okay.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Well,
as okay as you could
sure.
ever be.
Sure. I mean, I'm a little loopy and weird. But I was like that already. So it's cool. Basically, life is as it was. Hey, if you want to see some of the links of the stuff that we talk about on every show, please go to our website at twit.tv/IPT. You want to catch the show last week that Chad Johnson did?
No, you
taking
don't.
Taking my job?
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that jerk sitting there like
look
he
how happy,
owns the place.
Look how happy I look.
Oh, you know what? You do. You actually look really happy. The two of you. Two pieces
Sarah's
of
almost dead, but I've got Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. We're going to rename it I Chad today.
I think
you
should.
You don't mind, do you?
No.
Maybe just a little simple.
That's
we just
relevant.
Take the P and we put a CH.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Yeah. No, any of our episodes, we've got the video embedded right there on all the pages and links to everything that we talk about. So if you want to keep up with the show and apps and an easy way to download them, we make sure that we add that into every episode so that you stay on top of it all. And the subscription links are there, too, if you want to subscribe to either the video or our audio feeds. You've got lots of options. And if you want to watch us live, well, we appreciate that kind of the most because it's fun because we know that you're watching us right now. 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Thursdays.
Roto says Chad should replace Leo.
Well, come
not
on now.
Sarah. And I think this will be of interest. J5 Halgren, who's in our chat room, said, "My whiplash injury didn't show up for 6 months after the accident, and it lasted a decade." Just
little information
point for
you. Well, I hope it's not getting worse.
No, it's not. You what? You're good. You're good.
I think I'm okay.
You are relaxed. You're calm. You're rested.
Well, now
you're
I'm all beat up.
I think it's terrible. I'm really sorry that happened to you.
You know, sometimes
I hope that jerk just.
Sometimes life hands you lemons, and you get a Mercedes.
Don't look at me like that. Our show today. Maybe we could earn a Mercedes for Sarah right now. How about that?
Yeah.
If each and every one of you would call and donate $1,000.
What?
To Sarah Lane.
Stop that.
We could buy a Mercedes-Benz for
now,
this girl.
Now.
Brand new one with Bluetooth.
You know, the editors did this once and
I got mad. They wanted a breakfast. Our editors went on and they said, "We want to go to breakfast. So we created a PayPal account and donate
to money."
It. And they got hundreds of dollars.
Well, that's sometimes what happens. Unfortunately, Leo was like, "You can't do that. You can't do that."
I said, "Look, I'll buy breakfast, but you got to give the money back. You can't ask people for donations
for
your
breakfast."
A Mercedes is different.
What we should do
is get you a nice Ford from our friends at Ford Motor Company.
Yeah, no kidding.
And that we will investigate.
Well, I only have 7 days to get a new car because my insurance company won't give me a rental for very much longer. I know, it's nuts. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to. Hey, who's our?
I'm just glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
That's the most important.
All this other stuff is just a bunch of baloney details.
It is.
Yeah.
Our show today brought to you by GoToMeeting. See, this would be a way that you could come to work but not come to work. You know what I'm saying? You could stay home. And nowadays, with bad weather, bad roads, the flu, you got to find a way to get work done without having to come into work. And that's where GoToMeeting is so amazing. It's a fast and easy way to meet with clients and coworkers online, no matter what the weather's like. You could stay connected wherever you are, on your notebook computer, on an iPad, an iPhone, an Android phone. In fact, you could present meetings on your iPad. So you can go out, you can relax by the pool, you could be presenting a meeting, or you could be at an airport and you don't have to bring a big old laptop, just bring your iPad with you. The GoToMeeting apps are free and you can try it free for 30 days. Do this at your office computer. It's the best place to start a meeting. Visit GoToMeeting.com, install the software. If you use the offer code iPad, you can do it for 30 days absolutely free. It's so easy to start a meeting. That's one of the real advantages of GoToMeeting. Just a click, turn on your webcam. Instantly, you're connected to your team. They see you. You see them. You're collaborating on desktop documents in real time. You're seeing each other in HD video. I just think it's amazing. It's kind of a technology wonder. Visit GoToMeeting.com right now. Take a look at what it has to offer, and then get your 30-day free trial. Click the Try It Free button. Use the promo code IPAD. GoToMeeting.com.
So, Leo.
Yeah, Sarah Lane.
One day ago, there's a rumor that there's going to be a new iPad that's going to look just like the iPad 4th gen, but instead of 64 gigs, it will be 128 gigs.
That could never happen.
Today, I wake up to the news that Apple has said, "Why, yes, rumor mill."
You're
let
right.
Let us announce with a little press release.
Well, that's what's funny. They didn't have an event.
The exact same thing.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, they had said for years, "We're not going to do Macworld Expo anymore because we don't want to have to make announcements on their timetable." So the week of Macworld Expo, for the last 3 years, this year included, Apple's made an announcement that week.
Do you think somehow it helps Macworld in any way? It gets people excited because they're already celebrating Apple products?
But Apple's not there. You can't see this new iPad at Macworld because Apple pulled out years ago.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And it feels a little bit to me, come on, Apple, wait a week or two. Don't do it right the week of Macworld Expo. That's a little...
Well, and I would say, well, maybe it's because the word was already out. 9to5 Mac had posted this. But maybe. Apple doesn't care about rumors. No. Apple will let people go rumor nuts for 6 months.
And to be fair, this is not a major announcement. It is a new iPad. We haven't had one of those for a couple of months. But it's the same as the current iPad. It just has twice the memory.
Exactly.
$400 more, too. Apple makes good money on this.
$800 for Wi-Fi only, $929 for the Wi-Fi cellular. That's hefty.
That's like a computer now.
Well, I think Apple's finally like, yeah, a lot of people, this is their computer. So I think my initial reaction, I know you guys talked about this on MacBreak Weekly this week, and we talked about it on TNT too, is, gosh, you know, my 64 gig iPad, which is still my primary, even though I have a mini. My mini only has 16, so it's just a lot less useful for me with a lot of apps. But I don't really run into space issues unless I have a bunch of videos that I have forgotten to delete. And that does happen, especially when I'm traveling. I'll load up because I want to watch a bunch of stuff on a plane. And then all of a sudden, I'm running out of memory, and I go, what? Oh, yeah, I got to delete all that Real Housewives.
You admit it now.
Well,
after all this time. You watch that.
I may have.
You gave me a hard time for watching
that. I may have once.
You admit it now.
You know what? Planes are sucky. You got to just give yourself the kind of candy that you need to get through it.
Give Papa the candy he needs.
That's right.
Because the flight's going a long time.
But there are apps that are, they take up massive
amounts. Apps are
of
bigger.
Memory.
iBooks are huge.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do? I keep forgetting to delete photographs. I take photos and videos.
Too, yeah.
And it's easy to fill up any size iPad if you just keep taking videos.
Well, you know, even when you know that they're there, sometimes I go, I need to back it up to the right place.
Yeah.
And maybe I want to buy a hard drive.
Yeah.
I just want to leave it there. And so,
but 128 gigs, that's an awful lot.
It's an awful lot.
Do you think this is what we talked about on MacBreak Weekly. It's because people are not paying attention that they use up all that memory. If you're judicious, there's not much you can't do in a 32 gigabyte or 64 gigabyte iPad.
Well, you know, I regularly like to go and see what's taking up most of the space on my iPad.
Other.
And you can do that.
It's other.
Yeah, if you just go to your settings, you go to your usage, and then I see that, you know, I've got a fair amount of gigabytes available right now. I've used 31 and I've got 25 left. My iCloud storage is almost full. But once this storage propagates, and I have a ton of apps, so the more apps you have, the longer it takes to just make sure that it's
churning right
figuring
now.
Out, what app is using what. But it's sometimes a surprise to me. I mean, Camera Plus is using a ton because I have a bunch of photos that are sitting in my Lightbox. But like Keynote is not an app that I even use ever, but it's there, and it uses a lot of storage space. GarageBand. That's just, I mean, it has so many templates and music stuff that's built in. That's just it's a big app. A variety of my Maps apps that I've downloaded over the years. We got the New Yorker right up front and center. Finally, I can see all this stuff. RDO.
It's funny. My New Yorker is 3.2 gigs. How big is your New Yorker?
1.9.
Yeah. I save them.
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like if you want to do that, then...
Yeah, but it's like having a pile of New Yorkers in your house. You probably should get rid of them.
You can also re-download.
Yeah.
You know, if you bought it once, you re-download it if you
need it. Music's the biggest on mine. 7 gigs of music, 4.6 gigs of photos and camera. Remember I say I keep taking pictures and I don't delete them. I really should. That's the number two item. Spotify music, 2.4 gigs, because it caches music as you listen to it.
Yeah, my RDO is it's almost a gig. And then I've got some cooking stuff, some of my multimedia cooking apps. It's just it's a very good exercise to go through and think, is this actually an app that I'm making good use of? And if I am, okay. But if you're not, you might want to think about where you want your storage.
Well, I have iStop Motion, so that's a great program for making stop motion videos.
Yes.
And it's 1.8 gigs. Most of that is old videos.
Mm-hmm.
All I'd have to do is go into iStop Motion and delete the old projects that I'm not
exactly
done with.
Yeah.
And so that's why I say I don't know if anybody really. That's a specialty item, 128 gig iPad. If you are judicious about your use, I think 64 is more than enough for most people.
500 Picks is back in the App Store after being pulled for pornography.
I feel a little guilty because I was raging about this. I was really mad at Apple.
Because you felt that Apple was being...
I thought...
Like they were being too hard on one service where there's porn issues on many different apps.
Well, 500 Picks is just like Flickr. It's a photo sharing site. It's used by high-end photographers. Gorgeous. Some of the most beautiful images I've ever seen. Some of them are nudes because high-end photographers often shoot nudes. We're not talking porn. We're not talking erotica. We're talking nudes, fine art photos.
That's right.
the 500px app, if you turn off Safe Search, because by default Safe Search is on, will let you search for those nudes. Apple pulled the app update. They gave 500px day to update it. They didn't. They pulled the update until 500px. It looks like added a simple warning. You know, you've seen it before when you download something that has a browser, like LastPass, or something that has potential nudity in it.
And look at this. I went ahead and took it off so that I would get what now is your little notice. 500px contains age-restricted material.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. That's what you have to say. You have to say, yes, okay, I want to do this.
They didn't. So I guess I understand.
And that was the violation of the App Store guidelines.
Right. And 500px said, oh, fine, we're going to put that notice in. It wasn't a big deal.
Right.
But Flickr has this I mean, there's a lot of places. Of course, Safari, you can find much worse stuff easily.
On Twitter, if you know the kinds of hashtags to look for, there's endless links to all sorts of offensive material.
Well, speaking of Twitter, that brings up Vine.
Uh-huh.
Now,
you talked about Vine with on last week's show.
Chad and I demonstrated.
Because it was brand new.
It came out on Thursday. It is an iPhone-only app.
That's right.
But Apple's been getting a lot of heat because it turns out that the Vine, and some of the editor's picks on Vine, which is owned by Twitter, were pornography. Not nudes, pornography. And apparently there was an error somehow in the editor's picks. Apple immediately yanked its recommendation. They still didn't yank the app, but they yanked the recommendation.
Sure.
And Vine has responded since, taking those things off the editor's pick and also eliminating some of the hashtags.
Like hashtag porn or probably hashtag boobies or something like that.
Boobs. Boobies still works.
Oh, good. Probably boobies with a Y. That's probably still
that works. There's a couple that I found still work, but for the most, ones I was using stopped working.
Sure, which is, it just makes it that much harder for you. Just another couple of minutes until you can get to your Vine porn. The thing is that Twitter owns Vine. Twitter bought the service before it even launched months ago.
Yeah.
And Apple and Twitter have a pretty...
relationship.
Yeah, they have a pretty close relationship.
And this is the other thing that bothered me. They could have yanked Vine. They didn't. They did yank 500px.
They did.
So I just feel like Apple... I don't know. First of all, I don't think that they should become the arbiter of what is okay and not. I think, though, I have to backpedal a little bit on my anger, because what Apple's essentially saying is you have to flip this switch. That will let us know to put that adult warning on there. There's potential adult content. And more importantly, I think, mean that parental filters in the iPad will now work on this. That parents will now be able to block this application.
Right.
If you don't flip that switch, it doesn't block the application when you say, hey, no adult material. I think that that's actually legitimate. I'm gonna pull back on that and say, okay, Apple, I get it.
And 500px or 500px, however you want to say it.
It is back. And look at this.
It's
gorgeous.
And it's a really nice app. I mean, this is for...
That's why I was upset. It's just wonderful.
It's...
That's a Trey Ratcliffe, it looks like.
It actually does.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if that was who it was. No, it's somebody else. But what's beautiful is that this is... I don't want to say you have to be some sort of a professional to use the service, because that's not true at all, but this is
it's gorgeous.
It's the sort of people that it attracts, people who are really, really have got an eye for photography and are interested not only in sharing it, but rating other people's photographies. Oh, I know. It's wonderful. I'm going to go ahead and thumbs that up.
Now that it's back, I would say, okay, Apple, you were right. You had to make parental controls work on this application, because some parents wouldn't want their kids to see that stuff. I don't mind, but... it's appropriate. And so I'm glad it's back. That's mostly what I'm saying. Thank you.
Totally. By the way, if I was really, really interested in this beautiful boat picture from wherever it is, it's kind of neat. As a photographer, if I was Ahmet Utgan, who uploaded this, I can get a little bit of money for people like me who say, I'd like to download this photo for personal use only, not for resale.
It'd be a great iPad
$299, buy it. Yeah, iPad wallpaper, that sort of thing. So if you've got a ton of photos that you're really proud of, this is actually kind of a cool social network to be on, because you're gonna meet other photographers and you might be able to make a little bit of money. RDO has opened up free music streaming in a variety of countries.
Now, they've had it here for a while, right?
Yes.
So this is internationally now you can do it.
What
is it? This is my question.
Okay.
So RDO is a $10 a month paid service. You use it. You like it.
I do.
What does the free service lack that the paid... I mean, they still want you to pay, right?
So in the U.S., RDO has two versions. $4.99 for unlimited web streaming... and some sort of limited desktop streaming, or $9.99 for unlimited everything plus mobile.
Right.
Unlimited mobile.
Which is really what you want.
Yeah. Maybe the $4.99 is limited mobile. I'm, you know, there is a distinction between the two. I listen to RDO almost exclusively via mobile because it's when I'm on walks or at the gym or whatever. So that's my price point. RDO is now offering in quite a few countries, Canada, the UK, Australia, Estonia, and so on, the option to have 6 months free streaming, but only for the web version or desktop app version. So if you're in one of these countries and you have an iPad, you can't reap the rewards at all, even though RDO has a beautiful iPad app that I've talked about incessantly for the last couple of years, or, you know, since it's been out. So I'm kind of like, I know so many international folks are watching the show, and you basically have 6 months to listen to as much music as possible and get hooked. But then RDO says at that point, we can't even guarantee that it's going to be the $4.99 or $10 equivalent pricing because it just varies by country. We just don't know. 6 months is a really nice long time to try out a service.
It's still a free trial, though.
It's
not free forever. It's free for a few months.
It's free for a few months, and it's still not mobile, which means it's still not
iPad. And
mobile
is really how you want to use RDO. I guess maybe I shouldn't say that, because a lot of people listen in the office.
Yeah.
Or at home they listen.
Ayaz and I were talking about this, and he goes, I listen to stuff on my desktop all the time. What's the problem? And it's like, I feel like usually if I'm at my desktop, I'm doing something, and the music can be distracting. And I'm just, when I'm mobile, it makes more sense to me.
Yeah.
But, yes, everybody uses it differently. I think it's just, it would be really awesome 6 month free trial if you got the iPad version.
Well, you have Sonos now. They have RDO on Sonos. That's great. I bet you that's considered mobile. I don't know.
That's a very good question.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Have you hooked up your Sonos to your RDO account yet? That's awesome.
Well, no, because I still need that Kinect.
You do need the Kinect.
I'm missing a piece. You were right, by the way.
Yeah.
I've only got half of it.
You've got to get the part that connects it to the internet.
I got the, yeah, exactly.
Sonos is a great, expensive, but really great system that lets you put music in every room. You can buy speakers, or you can buy, as you did, because you have a good stereo, a little device that connects the stereo to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you use RDO, Moog works with it,
mm-hmm.
I use Spotify with it, and it's great. I mean, it's a wonderful.
Well, the Sonos folks, I think, are going to send me a review unit so I can do like a little, you know, something for before you buy,
good.
Or something for, you know, this show, good. And kind of just, because it's really not that hard, but I think
bridge.
A lot of people are confused.
John, we might have an extra bridge here.
Well, I don't need a bridge. I need to connect.
You need to connect.
Yeah, so it's something else. Hey, we got a duh tip from Rich. He lives in Westbury, New York. He says, I have an iPhone 4S and an iPad 2. But I use Gmail, and as you may know, iOS doesn't send an alert to your device unless you're using something like a @me or @iCloud email address. So I set up an Apple email address, and then I set my Gmail settings so that it gets forwarded to my @me email address, and that way, every time I receive an email, I get an alert on my iPad and my iPhone. It's a great way to back up my email, too. Occasionally, I delete emails from my Apple device and find a few weeks later I need them again. I can just log into my Gmail account and find the email that I deleted from my iPhone or iPad. So this is Rich really wanting to use Apple Mail, not wanting to use,
right.
you know, a native Gmail app.
It's really nice to have Gmail as a backup or as an additional source because then you can go to the website.
Right.
I have a mail service, but I have everything also picked up by Gmail so that Gmail has a copy of all my mail. And it really is. This is a nice way to use it, just as a notification.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're getting around something, and it's true. Gmail is so. I don't know. Some of you might disagree with me, but it's very easy to search through.
Well, that's mostly what I use it for.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
I can find email in Gmail that I cannot find for some reason in my Apple Mail.
Right. And I mean,
I
guess if
is.
You were the heaviest Gmail user ever, you'd run out of storage. But it's like, I've never had that problem. And
no.
I don't delete anything. Really.
But I still use Apple Mail, and I use the mail apps on iPhone and iPad. I don't use the Gmail app. I don't like how Gmail works, to be honest with you.
No.
But I like the back end, the service.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, luckily you have some options. There are a variety of ways to read Gmail. So thank you to Rich for that little tip. We also got an iPad Star of the Week. Leo thought before the show, this is going to be another cat video. And it's not. This is actually very timely. This is from Ronnie Dove, lives in Maryland, who says, I wanted to share a video I took of my dog Barley using the Vine app on my iPad 4 Gen. I think Twitter scored big with Vine. maybe there's a little development work that still needs to be done, but I was able to create a Vine video, save it, upload it to my dog's YouTube channel.
Is the dog getting ice?
Yeah! Barley likes
that
ice.
That is weird.
Can we play it one more time? Vines go so quickly.
6 seconds is all
Six seconds,
get.
Yeah, that's all you get. Oh, I think that's just adorable.
Have you been vining?
I have, because I feel like I need to.
But you don't want to.
I don't love it the way that some people love it.
It's a lot of work to make a good one.
It's messy. That's the problem that I have.
Retract. You can't edit.
Mm-hmm.
You and I are television professionals.
Oh, yeah.
And so we want to be able to cut out that little bit that we shouldn't have left in there. Mm-hmm. And you can't. It's take it or leave it.
I think that I've seen enough examples of Vines where I'm like, that is so cool.
It
oh,
is
look
neat.
At the string. It's stop motion.
Neat stuff, yeah.
But you really have to put
a lot of
thought into it.
Yeah.
And I don't always feel like I've got that creative half hour to think about things. I just want to take a beautiful picture of the sunset, add a filter, and send it to Instagram. Now, maybe that's
I'm with you 100%.
Right?
I'm with you 100%.
I
look
and
I Nick
know I
Bilton.
Sound like an old lady.
Nick Bilton writes for the New York Times.
Oh, he's
does
such a vine
very
show-off.
Elaborate vines. He had flowers growing. He had popcorn popping. But all I ever think is, boy, Nick, you got a lot of free time.
Yeah. The New York Times must
Boy, you're doing not this. Working all that hard. He had a vine with popcorn kernels.
I saw that.
And then he slowly, one by one, replaced them with actual popcorn. A, it must have taken him all day. B, you couldn't use your phone for anything else because when Vine's running, you can't stop it. You can't do anything else.
And he had like some sound effects too.
How he got the popping. He must have been popping corn all day.
Well, maybe he was like...
No, I think it was actual popcorn.
Oh.
I was trying to figure that out. Either he was popping popcorn while he was doing it, and he just had to keep popping popcorn for a while. Or this is what I think. He recorded popcorn popping and played it back. Anyway, way too much work. Have you seen Cinegram? Have we talked about Cinegram?
Cinemagram. Yes. Of course. We've talked about it.
I think it's better.
Well, they're different.
They're a little different.
The thing is with all of these apps and... Amber MacArthur and I talk about this on the Social Hour regularly, is they're just a commitment. And some apps just, they're not going to catch on if they require too much pre-production.
Right.
And that's what I feel Vine is for me. And this is just, you know, with less than a week of playing around with it.
Right. Too much.
I've got an account. I'll continue to try it out.
We already have too many social networks.
Yeah.
We don't need another one.
Yeah. Well... I mean,
another way to post photos.
I just.
What's your favorite right now? Instagram.
My favorite social network. I love Instagram. I obviously love Path.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
They're asking in the chat room
All
too.
Right.
You mentioned, and I mentioned it last week. Mailbox.
Uh huh.
You've been using that.
Oh yeah.
When's that coming out?
Well, you can sign up right now.
I did. I got the invite code, but I don't have the...
And they're very transparent about who's in front of you. So how far
I got a text message that said, save this information.
Uh-huh.
But that's all.
Okay.
So I now can go somewhere and do something? I download the... You can't download the app yet.
No.
So we're waiting for the app to appear in the App Store.
It's a slow rollout.
Then...
Yes.
The app appears in the App Store. You enter in your code, and then they say, Sarah Lane's ahead of you.
I see what you're asking.
So the app isn't even in the store yet.
I believe
love it, though.
I believe that's Apple's thing. It's under review.
Oh, they've done it, but it's just not Apple.
I believe so, yeah. I don't think they're holding out for any reason, because they wouldn't have gone through the trouble.
Now, this is an example of you need to be using Gmail for this to work.
Yes. This is a Gmail add-on.
Do you like it?
I love it.
It's like a getting things done kind of philosophy.
It is. It's annoying for me to talk about an app that I can't show you.
Soon. You will show us as soon as it's out.
Yeah.
And that will not be, we should mention iPad. It will be iPhone.
It's iPhone. Only. It would be something that you could run on your iPad.
Right.
But it's iPhone optimized. And yes, it's all about getting to inbox zero, which...
Right.
I've never done before, and man, do I like it.
I'm at inbox
stress.
25,972.
That's not good.
I don't think
you need to declare internet suicide or whatever they
call
it.
No, they call it email bankruptcy.
Where you say, suicide, please don't do that.
I could do that too.
No.
I'm ready to do that.
Well,
I just want to just turn everything off, but then I wouldn't be much use to you.
That'd be so great for Twit. Yeah.
I would be like,
yeah.
I hear there's something going on the internet, but I don't know.
Is Leo coming to the show today? No. He's sitting in the closet with the lights off.
Don't like computers.
Nope.
Don't like technology.
He's
not going to do it.
He's done with it.
I figure that'll happen at some point. I'll snap. And I'll just say, that's it. I can't do it anymore.
I'm going home. I don't know. I don't think
Sarah,
that's you.
It's all yours. I'm going home.
Okay. Well, I hope
that day
never
yet.
Comes.
Well, I love this stuff. I can't help it.
Good.
I get excited. Vine comes out. I go, this is great. And I can't help it.
You get bored easily, though.
Well, I move on. You are a sticker.
Well, I stick with stuff that I think is worth my time.
No. I'm ADD. I can't. I just can't do it.
Well, we would like to hear from all of you. Are you Vine lovers? Are you Vine haters? Are you ambivalent about life in general? Write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. If you'd like to talk to us, you can do so by dialing 757-504-IPAD. We will not answer, and we would prefer if you don't talk for too long, but do share your
That's
thoughts
our job.
And your feelings. We are the ones who talk and talk.
Yes.
Not you.
No.
And of course, if you want to send us a video or a Vine, like Ronnie did, we'll accept those too. Just upload it somewhere and send us the link for where we can find your video. And thanks in advance.
Reposter, I think we have the iChad Today artwork if you want to pull that up.
Oh, boy.
And we will show that in a moment.
Oh, boy.
But I love our audience. They are like, there it is. iChad Today, the new show.
Why does he look like a pencil?
Well, they did it fast.
Okay.
It's Minecraft.
They didn't have time for resolution.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, that's Minecraft, Chad. iChad Today, the hot new show with the guy who's not on the internet and a guy who looks like a pencil. You know what you need?
What?
You need this.
Oh, my gosh.
This is so awesome. This is the Lantronics X-Print server. And you would never believe how insanely useful this little box is. It's only got three connectors on it. Power, Ethernet, USB. What do you do? Well, you plug your USB printer into there. You plug your Ethernet jack into there so you're online and you power it up. Now, what happens is that USB printer is suddenly a network printer, but just not any old network printer. You can see it, of course, on all your computers and everything. It's also an AirPrint network printer. That means you can print to it anytime from any iOS device using the standard print menu. No special apps needed. No configuration needed. It just works. This also will take all of your existing network printers. It sees them automatically. And it converts them into AirPrint servers. So even if you don't have that special kind of printer that, you know, the three brands that work with AirPrint, this will turn them into AirPrint. It is such a great idea. $99. That's for the home edition, which is suitable for up to 8 USB printers and 2 network printers. Most homes, that would be more than enough. If you're in an office, though, we got an email, remember, from the administrator for a school network. She said, I've never used anything so easy. It discovered all of our network printers. The Office Edition, $199, handles 8 USB and unlimited network printers. It also adds some nice networking features like Active Directory support and so forth. You know who you are. If you need this, this is a lifesaver. Don't buy another printer. Don't buy expensive and flaky software for your iPad or your iPhone. Just get the XPrint server. You visit xprintserver.com/twit. And we'll pay free shipping on your order, just a way of saying thank you for letting them know that you heard about this on Twit. You can also use the offer code TWIT. xprintserver.com/twit to find out more. Really a cool device. Time to put your hat on, Sarah Lane.
Oh, Leo.
Don't forget your hat. I got to get my hat on here, too. Oh,
this is a weird...
That's a deer stalker.
Yeah.
Also
it's like
known
the
as
same
a Sherlock
in the front
Holmes hat.
As the back.
Yeah, you can go. You could be coming or going. No one knows.
Oh,
which
maybe I should do. Maybe I should do my app cap
you're
backwards.
You're like a push me, pull you. You could be going or coming. No one knows.
Yeah, tie me up, tie me down. That's a movie. That's
with
not. I'm
Pedro
not.
Pedro Almodovar.
Yeah, I'm not. Hey, so my app cap is actually something that I wanted to do last week, and I saved it because obviously I wasn't here, but I'm very excited because Leo likes to make this big deal about how all I do is talk about cats, but I don't talk about cats unless I have a good reason, and there's a new app from Chillingo called Wake the Cat, and it's so cute. All right, now all you cat haters can just go make a sandwich or something.
Just lick my
shit
fur.
Get it. Because
yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
You know,
now.
That's more scary than a rocking chair in a room full of cats.
Now, here, I'm just going to show you something that I've done fairly easily so you just get a sense of
what the deal is. You know, all those other three-star games.
It's like all the other games. Yep. So
Not an egg. Oh, you got to get a ball of yarn to the kitty.
Yeah, kitty dog.
Oh, I like this. I play this game. I like this.
Fun, huh?
Yeah.
Now, and of course, because I'm not very good with my physics games, but I enjoy them, it starts getting a little bit harder.
Oh, you got to bounce it off the train as it goes back.
Exactly.
You're good. Don't knock yourself.
I got lucky there. I got lucky there. I've actually tried that level like 7 times. Okay, now it's going to...
Now you got to do it again.
And you can
you can turn it off and on?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, what do I need to do here?
What is that four thing? Is that... Oh, I see.
Probably
there you
have to do something like
that. Yeah, like that. That sounds good. Doing, doing. Oh, I hate it when that happens.
And then the cat will kind of go like...
The cat's sleeping and sad.
I'm still asleep.
I would like to play with the yarn.
All right, so
well, just nudge that one. Yeah, there you go.
Like
now
that.
You got it. Oh.
Oh,
Sarah Lane.
I know.
The
see
ball
what I'm saying?
Yarn.
I think maybe it's supposed to be down this farther a little bit.
You think?
No.
Oh, so close.
I know.
And just keep playing this because this is great fun.
I think
for
so.
For all
too.
Of us at home.
Just, I think so.
We could watch
too.
This all day.
Maybe I need to do something more like that.
No. Oh, wait a minute.
See, I get so frustrated. I get so frustrated. But it's cute. You know, this is we don't have time to play this for very long, but you get the idea. If you like anything that's cat-based,
yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah. You're almost as good at that as you are at Temple Run.
Oh, shut. Just shut it, Laporte.
Shut. Zip. Zip it.
Zip it.
You're firing that ball of yarn everywhere but where you want to go.
How about... Oh. Just... What's your app cap?
Did
I'm
you
so
ever... Did you ever play the game Karateka?
No.
I didn't either, but it was a very popular game on the Apple II.
Uh-huh.
The guy who created it, Jordan Mechner, became very famous for Prince of Persia.
Oh, yes.
That was a
that
great
I
game.
Know.
Karateka is now available on the iPad, and this is a gigabyte download, nearly a gigabyte download, speaking of taking up space, because it's gorgeous. It's textures and stuff. It's kind of a fighting game. We're going to tap flowers to gain strength. Yeah, now I got some strength. And here comes a bad guy. I'm going to have to fight him. So I've got a defensive moves. And I can tap him to hit him. And I imagine something more happens here at some point. But right now, this is enough. This is kind of like Infinity Blade. If you played a Prince of Persia, you know, you'll probably at some point recognize some of the Prince of Persia storylines in here. Ooh, this is exciting. Here comes somebody. I think there's a lot of people who loved Karateka. Chimita, stun the enemy. Ah, oh, watch this. Zing, zang, binga, bing, bang. Ah, oh, I am good. I did a coup de grace and a perfect
Whoa.
Fight.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right.
Cool.
It turns out I'm a Karateka idiot savant. Oh, true love. And I'm looking for my true love.
Aww,
there's a storyline in here.
See.
And actually, now I have to give Andy Yannacco and most importantly, I think Renee Ritchie credit for this. They picked this on MacBreak Weekly today. And one of the things Renee, and I haven't gotten to that point, one of the things Renee told me is you don't get three lives in this, you get three characters.
Uh-huh.
And it gets easier as you proceed because the character gets stronger. So the idea is you'll keep playing and you'll get to the strong character and you can get it all the way through. He said you can play it through in a day. But the trick is to play it through with the first character, the true love character.
Hmm.
And then you've really done something here. It does look like a lot of fun. I've just started playing it because they just heard about it.
Karateka.
$2.99. A lot of people are getting crazy about this, really liking this. Certainly, if you know the game Karateka, this is going to be something you're going to want to download immediately. I'm looking forward to playing it. I need something on the plane flight, and I got a little something to play with.
That's right. You guys are taking off tomorrow, huh?
Tomorrow night, we're doing the Red Eye to New Orleans. For the Super Bowl. You should be going by all rights.
Well, I just want you to represent the Bay Area.
I'm going to. I'm bringing my raccoon coat, my vuvuzela.
I don't even know if I'd be able to handle it because if I went all that way and they lost, I'd be so distraught. Sorry, I don't want
to
like.
It's an honor
make it work
just to play in the Super Bowl.
Well, not if you're a 49er. 49ers never lose.
Right. We've never lost.
Five bowls.
Five. We're going for six.
Yeah,
it's
that's
the quest
right.
For six.
The quest for six.
Last time the Niners were in the Super Bowl, 1994, yeah. You were 4 years old.
That's not true.
So it's really probably for you.
Last time it was one for the thumb because they had four other rings. So that's what they called it.
One for the thumb.
Yeah. But that was when the Niners were so good that we said things like that. And then 18 years went by.
Yeah.
So
now we're talking
you're
about
it. Right. Now we got to say we're on a quest for six.
Quest for six, please. No thumbs.
So that'll be awesome. But we'll be back regular time next week.
That's why we're doing the show. Yeah, that's why we did the show at a different time. Thank you to the folks at On About Android for allowing us to encroach.
Indeed. And we'll be back next week. We'll know who won the Super Bowl. It'll be really exciting.
I'm going to bring you the Vince Lombardi trophy so that you
please
can
do.
Share in the joy.
That would be great. I will wear it as my app cap on my head.
That will be interesting.
Yeah. No, I'll be practicing balancing for the next 7 or so days so that I can do that with my whiplash.
Excellent.
And my
posture,
concussion. That's all for this edition of iPad Today. See you all next week. Ow!
The reason we say we when we talk about the Niners is because we're the 12th man.